Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWaves Phototherapy Patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWaves X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Hello, and welcome to Direct Impact's Mindful Meditations, where we offer a moment of reflection and pause as we increase self-attunement and tend to our internal landscapes. Now, take a deep breath. And see what you notice today. Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to a mindful meditation on the Direct Impact Podcast. I wanted to do a brief meditation on embodied security. Okay, why did that come up? Well, it came up because we just recently did an episode entitled, What Role Does My Safety Seeking Play? And if you are now wired and your nervous system is now wired to be in a consistent state of hypervigilance, then we need to take a look at that, okay? And you're constantly seeking safety by going and looking and doing and obsessing and fixating, again, in that state of hyperarousal. We want to work on establishing an embodied sense of safety and security. Because guess what? Your environment isn't giving you that right now. And if your environment isn't giving you safety and security, the question is, can you still have it? Yes, I believe is the answer. Yes, I believe you can still have safety and security and ease in the moment, even if your environment isn't conducive to that. Okay. Now, of course, if there's threat of physical safety, that's a little bit of a different situation. But if we're just talking about stepping out of your safety seeking behaviors and coming back into yourself, yes, you can do that. You can notice your dysregulation. You can notice your dis-ease. You can notice your hypervigilance. You can choose then to pause and find your security within yourself. And that's what this mindful meditation is going to be about. So when you have an opportunity to get rid of all of your distractions, get rid of all your technology, make sure things are put away or silenced, make sure you're not driving or operating heavy machinery, and try to get into a comfortable space and place with few or no distractions. Once you're there, just go ahead and soften your gaze. Find something to focus your eyes on or close your eyes. And go into your internal landscape and start accessing your guided imagery, your internal imagery. Okay? Get comfortable. Put your feet flat on the ground or sit cross-legged or lay on the floor. Or recline in a chair. Once you're grounded and in a serene space, or at least a space with no distractions, I'd like for you to start going inward with some deep breaths. Okay? So let's do some box breaths. So you're going to inhale for four. One, two, three, four. Hold for four, two, three, four. Exhale for four. Hold for four. And now inhale again. Hold. Exhale. Hold. Inhale. Okay. Now that you're grounded, centered, and aware of your body, I'd like for you to take just one more step closer to being embodied and to embody a sense of safety. Okay, I'd like for you to do a quick body scan from your big toenail all the way through, up through your ankles, your shins, and your calves, and your knees. Just noticing your body, noticing what is happening in your body on a cellular level. Continue to go up through your body and your thighs, your hips, your pelvis and your buttocks, all the way up through your back and your spinal cord, all the way through all of your veins. Through your arms, your fingertips, and up through your back and your shoulders, your neck, and your head. And then through your face, just noticing and releasing through your mind's eye any stored tension. Okay. Allowing your emotions to come forth. Today you might have some emotions that are frantic. You might feel insecure in your relationship. You might feel insecure in yourself. I'd like for you to pinpoint where those live. Where do those sensations and emotions currently dwell in your body? I'd like you to imagine them as little balls, okay? Little inflatable bubbles, maybe, throughout your body. And I'd like you to take out your security pin, okay? And one at a time, start popping those insecurity points, letting that disperse and letting that release. I want for you to take your security pin or syringe and pop. Pop them and give them permission, loving, caring permission to be released so that fresh information can come forth. So that you can access all of the details of what you're experiencing so that you can notice your environment, so you can react to your environment accordingly, so that you can feel safe and secure in this moment. Noticing that you can always come back to this sensation that lives in the very, very, very pit of your stomach. This is, I am safe. I am secure. I am held. I am important. I am amazing. That is so important that you come back to that space of security within yourself. Noticing that, yeah, relationships can be insecure and you can still remain secure because you trust in your ability to respond in your wise mind and to react according to the situation at hand. You trust yourself and feel secure to speak your truth, to request that needs be met. You trust in your own love, commitment, dedication, and loyalty, first and foremost to yourself and to your recovery. Take a few deep breaths and notice that spot of security growing and growing and growing and growing and growing throughout your body. Give it a color. Give it a texture. And allow it to grow and increase and expand until you notice that your whole torso and maybe even your extremities are filled with a sense of safety, trust, and security. Security that reminds you that you are very capable of setting and maintaining boundaries, that you are very capable of accessing your emotions and your feelings and using those to make clear-headed decisions. Trust in yourself. Trust in yourself to create safety internally and safety externally. Go ahead and imagine yourself putting some of these things into practice in your life. What might that look like today? What might that look like tomorrow? What might that look like next month? What might it look like next year if you continued to embody a sense of safety and security in yourself? All right. Now imagine that security growing and it's covering your whole body. Notice the feeling of warmth that it provides. Notice that you can hold on to this throughout the day and come back to it anytime you become dysregulated or triggered to respond with safety-seeking behaviors. Remember that safety is internal and you can come back to this. Now, let's take a few more breaths just to seal it in, okay? Some deep breaths, some deep inhales through your nose, and quick exhales through your mouth. Triggered to respond in safety-seeking behavior. All right. Once you have 100% bought into that pledge and statement, I would like for you to start coming back into the room and opening your eyes and starting to move your fingers, move your toes, move your legs, wiggle and shake out those arms. Okay? All right. And now that you are back into your full awareness, I would like for you to return to your day with 100% confidence that you can stay grounded and continue to do your own work in recovery and healing. All right. I hope this was helpful. And remember that you can come back to these mindful meditations anytime that you're feeling triggered or dysregulated, or even after you've acted out in any type of safety-seeking behavior. All right. Thanks so much. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.
Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.